Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from South Africa, we have Father Evans Zulu. Originally from Zambia, Father Evans lives in Pietermaritzburg, a member of the Emapetewan Priory. His preaching today is entitled, The Spirit Behind the Law.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law, until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. The Gospel of the Lord. We are all part of societies, and some of us belong to different institutions. And all these institutions and societies have their own laws. Laws meant to govern, meant to direct, and to give people that sense of purpose. We all realize that the purpose behind traffic laws, for example, is to provide safety for both motorists and pedestrians. However, when one comes across red lights at the traffic signs, one has that obligation to stop. But another person might decide to just run through the red lights, and you who have the right of way, if you insist at that moment to say just because you have the right of way, you also should go through, this act might eventually lead into an accident and perhaps even death. At this moment, the spirit behind the law, not to mention common sense, would demand that you stop, even though you have the right of way, and give way to this person who is rushing for one reason or the other. This illustration of the traffic light is close to the idea that our blessed Lord in today's gospel is giving us. He said that he had not come to abolish the law found in the Old Testament, but rather to fulfill it. That law was an expression of God's will for the people. But because it was necessarily put into human words, it was an imperfect expression of God's will. The spirit behind the law is what counts. And the spirit is found in the love of God and the love of neighbor. We see Jesus fulfilling these. The law faced by its own supreme example of love. And Jesus teaches the people through his own example, which he wants us to follow, and not merely the letter of the law. For instance, no law requires that you be present at Mass on weekdays during Lent, like this time we are in. But in the celebration of this Eucharistic celebration, you are certainly fulfilling the spirit behind the law, behind the command that we love God and pray to God. You will also not find any explicit law which says that if your neighbor down the road just moved in from the hospital or from a different place, you have to go and find out how they are doing. There's no such a law. However, this initiative is also in accord to love of neighbor. And also it shows care and concern for the neighbor and the people we love. Today, in our gospel text, we are reminded of the importance of this law that Jesus comes to fulfill. And he wants us to follow his good example by being aware of the spirit of the law, which is love of God and love of neighbor. And by fulfilling these, we are showing that we are truly Christians. We are showing that we are followers of the Lord Jesus. And this example, we are meant to take upon ourselves.